Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the Trisha Paytas reincarnation portal, Katy Perry versus the flying stink bug, Coldplay's CEO kiss cam, JoJo Siwa juggling Jimmy and Timmy, the questionable fashion choices of Big Brother 27, and our final thoughts on Drag Race All-Stars 10, Ginger versus Georges. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
Hey, party people in the house.
Hey, party people. Who's up partying? I hope you're not partying.
When I was on the like back end of the podcast recently, I was realizing that it was show me like download data by time. Because I just picture everybody be listening first thing in the morning with us, you know?
Okay.
That ain't the case, mamas. Oh,
what? What?
People really integrate us throughout their day. I was looking for some peak data, like all those noon listeners or something, so we could say a good afternoon instead of good morning. No, it's a pretty even spread across the board.
That is crazy.
They love us in the morning. They love us in the daytime. They love us in the evening.
Does it show the demographics? Like there's like this percentage of party people.
It shows he, she, they, them.
Oh.
It shows age demographics.
Psychobabble went woke.
It shows age demographics, but I'm like, how you know? How does Spotify know how old I am? Is it my 90s playlist? Is it my 80s playlist?
I'm going to make a
is it because I listen to the Mamas and the Papas?
I'm going to make a presentation of Psychobabble listeners at every age. So if you think you're a unique age of a listener of the podcast, tweet me and say, hey, I listen to the podcast and I'm 71. And you know what? You might get added to our little spreadsheet.
I do see tweets and stuff. Well, maybe not tweets because I rarely check that anymore. But I in the past had seen messages from people all. Now I was cracking up with my kids in the car and I thought,
oh God,
I thought we're explicit. They've got us in jail. Should your children be listening?
I have to discuss something. Since you're not on Twitter, are you on Instagram?
Yes.
Well, okay.
Social media apps serve our overlords.
Have you seen the new Instagram story font?
Oh, it's very like, yeah, everybody's wet for it. Everybody's posting it.
I'm dry.
It's Hot Topic. It's giving Hot Topic.
Well, why'd you think I brought it up?
Speaking of Hot Topics.
No, I'm not done with it.
Did you see the font on Instagram?
I hate it. You want me to not be able to read it? You want me to not even attempt to read it? Whatever. Enjoy your little Rosalia font. Whatever.
I think the funniest part of this is literally the shirt you're wearing has that font on it in this exact moment.
No, it's not. This is the Born This Way font, and it is very different than Rosalia's handwriting. Thank you.
It is giving play cousins with Miss Rosalia's scripture calligraphy.
Okay. Well, I'm not writing details about my day with this font. All it says is Lady Gaga. And you can read it plain and simple.
Yeah, I notice things. I'm a good noticer. Hypervigilant, as they've diagnosed.
Oh my God, did you notice what happened?
Probably very noticing. You were in the room
when it happened.
The room? Is that a Hamilton quote?
It is, but that's not what I mean it to be. You were in the room when it happened.
Katy Perry on her giant flying insect.
What was she on? A dragonfly?
Meth.
A dragonfly.
I went to the Katy Perry concert. It was so much fun. It was like a dance party. She played all the hits.
Did she do Pearl?
So there was a moment in the middle of the show where fans got to vote for a slow moment. Pearl was on the option board. You had to scan a QR code. You had to vote fast fingers.
Oh, they took your data.
It was giving dial 188-202 for David Archuleta.
They said, scan this so that we can access your photos, videos, location, and more.
Yes. And so then they had three songs. They were all vote for your favorite. Pearl was up there. Not Like the Movies was up there. The One That Got Away was up there. And I thought, girl, this is stupid.
You're telling me it's like David and Goliath. The locals that don't even know Peacock are voting for The One That Got Away. Okay.
Right. So I was like, this feels like a wink, wink, nod, nod at the Pearl fans, but nobody's voting for that. Then the gig of it all, she said,
the gag, okay.
The gag there. That's what I was looking for. She said, okay, let's do two of the three.
Oh,
do you think Pearl made the top two?
Oh my God.
It did not.
That is so sad for that one fan.
It was a great concert. Oh, so what I was saying is, it was like she was saving somebody, a bad man captured all the butterflies in the world. And so she had to save all of the butterflies and return love and kindness to the earth.
Okay.
So, because you know, like these big pop star girlies, they do five songs, then they do a wardrobe change. So there's got to be something playing on the screen while they're backstage.
So the plot, she's saving the world via butterflies.
She's saving all of the butterflies. So after she finally saves all the butterflies, she gets on what I thought was a butterfly, but that would just look like a big old black bug.
Oh.
There was nothing but...
It was giving stink bug.
No. You know the big fat black ants.
Oh, the queen?
Not well. the thicky girls. It looked like she was flying on a black ant with wings.
I saw some ants pulling the legs off another ant. Is that AI?
Bullying is what it is.
I can't look at anything anymore without thinking, is this AI? Am I being tricked? Am I the new grandma on her phone?
Yeah, trust me, I had to dispel the rumors. My mom sent me a Facebook post this week about The Holiday 2 starring Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz. And it said coming 2025. I said, there is no way that movie is coming out this year. And I haven't seen a trailer for it. Trailers come out a year in advance at this point. Sure enough, I had to Google. I had to break it to her. I said, Mom, somebody made that up. That's fake. And she said, "Damn." She said, people are so annoying. Why do people do this to me? I said, yes.
Because they gotcha.
I said, also, now is a good time to remind your parents if they get a phone call and it sounds like your voice saying you were kidnapped, come up with a code word, you know?
What's our code word?
We can't say it on the pod. Quick, sign it to me.
You're right. Okay, so Katy Perry on her stink bug.
So
what
she's on her big old aunt, and then she's singing Roar, as one does. And the something happened. The rope was like a little tangled or something. She dropped a good foot, stayed on. She was buckled in. You know they don't let the girlies fly without a belt.
Sometimes they do.
Do you think pink should stick to the skies? Is this what we're being told? Because didn't Beyonce's little, she flies around in like a convertible or something. I heard that had a little oopsie doodle too.
Well, now I think she's on a horse. But Beyonce's been having some issues too. Like Beyonce has these mechanical arms, these robot arms that pour her alcohol drink. What is a drink she has? She's got some, maybe it's whiskey. Anyway, she's got a robot arm that swings around while she's in the throne, and the robot arm brings over her whiskey and pours it into a cup for her. And whatever, blah, blah, blah. I think it missed the cup one of the days, and the look she gave the robot arm, I was like, oh. Somebody's getting unplugged.
Speaking of bugs real quick, I mean, did you hear about the Beyonce Stampede leaving the concert?
No, what happened?
Tell me this ain't the most... So they were all leaving the show, and a bug landed on some girl, and she screamed, and everybody thought there was an actual emergency. So people stampeded down a escalator, and 12 or 15 people got hurt because of bug.
Okay. Well, what do you want me to do?
Is it bug summer?
It needs to be. If it's bug summer, that's probably a good sign for Earth. You know, all the animals are dying. So like, if it's bug summer, when was the last time you saw a worms on a sidewalk? Okay, when was the last time you saw fireflies at night? It's over.
It doesn't really rain in San Francisco. Like, our rain is, I always say, describe it as like walking through a cloud. People are like, it's raining. I'm like, that's mist. We are inside of a cloud. We don't get that gushy big drop rain.
Okay. Anyway, Katy Perry's stink bug
drops. Is you could see the sheer terror on her face. She was like out over the end of the stage, like over the bleachers. We were on the floor. And it's
you were on the floor.
Call J-Lo. We were on the floor. So then it was scary because then what do they call? Production? Who is it? Concert? The crew? Crew comes running behind us down the aisles like they fucked up.
I also did just see Lady Gaga slipped. Did you see that video? There was something slippery on the floor, honey.
I saw that and it gave me flashbacks of when we watched her drop that guy, knock her off the stage live in Vegas.
Don't bring my trauma up because I was out getting a drink during that moment.
Well, so then I think they cut the bug ride short. They turned it around. They landed her back safely to Earth. She unbuckled. She got off that bug. And she said, not today, Satan, into the mic. Everyone laughed. There are a lot of people who love to laugh and love to dance at the Katy Perry concert.
Would you say not today, Satan is a Bianca Del Rio-ism?
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't heard it from her. And I hadn't heard it from before I heard it from her.
Girl. Heard of her. I heard of her. The impact of RuPaul's Drag Race. I was watching Big Brother last night. Watching this season.
Don't get me started on the gay on Big Brother who has taken every moment to quote other reality TV shows anytime there's a ceremony or something guaranteed to be aired.
Yeah.
You were watching last night? Have you been watching this season?
I'm watching the season. It's on. I'm no bully, but
you what?
I'm no bully, but what's going
it's
on?
It's bug summer.
What is going on? Okay, what is going on? Because Jimmy the gay,
Big Brother has a history of casting tragic gays. There, what? I said it.
The argument between our queen, Rachel Riley, and Jimmy about fashion choices was like two dumb bitches telling each other exactly, because he's dragging her tiara and bedazzled shirt. And meanwhile, he's wearing his HOH robe with his black velvet gloves and gaudy rings and necklaces. And I want to be like, you're not the one. I'm not the one either, but you're definitely not the one to be telling other people that they're not the one.
Yeah, I mean, so far he's quoted Real Housewives. He's quoted Drag Race. I feel like
he quoted America's Next Top Model. We were all rooting for you.
I feel like him coming for Rachel's outfit is very what Kate did on Rachel's season of Traitors. It's giving recycled.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with referencing the classics, but if you want to stand out,
You're not just, you know, pushing soundboard buttons. You're creating your own. What are you bringing to the table? What is iconically you?
Well, I like to discuss this on the social, on the proper Facebook, or not Facebook, Instagram, Big Brother page and that sort of thing. Yeah, I commented because they posted the clip of him saying,
"Oh, girl,
the only thing Corey think about stays, me is these glasses."
Corey stays commenting on reality TV Instagram posts
I don't argue. I state facts.
You just get blocked.
I get blocked. I spent 20 years watching these shows by myself, and so I had to make friends with strangers in the comments.
Okay.
What I said was, I'm like, Jimmy thinks he's so iconic, like using a ripoff Housewives line. I'm like, Rachel didn't rehearse Floaters Grab a Life Vest. Mm. That just spilled from her lips in the heat of the moment. That's what Jimmy could live a little more in the moment. He's rehearsing. He's backstage. He's getting his lines. He's getting his looks.
The throwing of the glasses that they're fake. I was kind of like, it wasn't even a good execution of something that's already been done. Like if it's not better than the original, and trust me, you're not going to beat somebody throwing their fake leg across the room. You're not going to beat the original. You have to up the stakes. The stakes have to be upped.
Well, I wonder if he even knows it's a Housewife thing, because Alaska ripped it off and used it in one of the reunions for whatever. What was she on? All Stars 2 or 3? 2? Alaska used it at the reunion of All Stars 2.
A decoy of a decoy of a decoy. There be monsters down the line. You know, it's...
It
loses its form. It loses its shape. It loses its magic.
Quoting, saying the toilet's jealous of you because you're so full of shit. Did he get that out of a joke book?
You can only bring one book into the house, and he brought a joke book.
And he brought one of those joke books that you used to see on like the toilet in like the 90s, and it was like jokes while you're pooping.
Okay, so I guess I'm enjoying the season. There are definitely some duds, and I'm ready for some people to go. But
name them.
I won't because I can't. I am happy to have Rachel Riley on my TV. You know, I will always be a fan. And did we vote for them to get the U-turn or whatever?
No, okay. We would never betray our sister.
Right, right. So who did we vote for?
We voted for Nicole and Victor.
Yes,
and then they were U-turned.
Yeah, that tracks. Okay. Yep. I think people can't handle the doll. And, you know...
The best part of Rachel being back on Big Brother is... I'm actually shocked. Both of my parents are also watching Big Brother this season. Neither of them remember that she was on the race with us.
Talk about, they never mentioned the race for anybody that ever does anything. Anybody from any of these Big Brother Survivor shows, they go back on something, but they've been on the race too. It's never mentioned. They act like it never happened. They do a full listing of everything Britney's ever been on for the Traitors. Race doesn't make the menu. They do a full listing of everything Rachel Riley's ever done for CBS. Amazing Race doesn't make the menu. It's like, oh, is this shame? Should I not talk about it? Are we not? Is nobody talking about it? Are we not talking about it?
And well, now I guess we're not talking about it. Because we're not talking about it. Oh my God, I'm so excited that you're watching, especially now Drag Race is over. I guess we have a new reality diva to speak on.
Well, I'm, you know, it's downtime for Survivor right now. No Drag Race. Drag Race 10 is over. All Stars 10. I saw, you know what? I did see for the first time in Drag Race history, I saw Corey leave a positive comment about something.
Exquouse. I always do. Exquouse thee. Exquouse it.
Corey left a very kind comment that I saw out in the wild.
On Ginger's or Lydia's? Who did you see?
On Ginger's.
I've been amping Ginger all season because A, I've been a Ginger stan since her first season, and B, everyone's been a terror to her this entire season, as if any of this is her fault.
I will say this. I don't remember the last time there was a season of Drag Race where people were not upset at the finale.
Yeah.
And so that's just, I'm sorry, but if you're a contestant, you have to know what you're getting yourself into if you read the comments from here on out. It's just, that is the reality. That is the culture. And it's, I'm not saying it's a good thing, but like, you just have to avoid the comments and take your check and cash it.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a post that was actually in support of Ginger. That was like, let's be so for real. The last time the actual winner of an All-Stars season won the final lip sync was Kylie.
Against Ginger.
Yeah, but I'm like, I know. And I'm like, and even then people are only saying Kylie won because it's like she's doing cartwheels against two out of three girls who can't even do cartwheels.
Yeah, you know, I think it was a deserved win. I'm happy for Ginger. I have been a Ginger fan since her original season. I have rooted for her. I went to go look and see if I've ever tweeted about her. There I was tweeting about Ginger. I wanted her to win her original season.
Yeah.
I stand by it. She is a talented queen who I think will carry the crown well, who will represent the franchise well. With that said, do I think other queens this season deserve a crown? Absolutely. That's why it's All-Stars. Like, unfortunately, if we're going to have a good All-Stars season, there's going to be a lot of queens who will feel like, damn, they were kind of robbed, because it should be all queens that deserve a crown. Like, yeah, you should not be coming back to it. They should not be casting an All-Stars that has a whole bunch of people, you know, won't win, just so that you have one person that's guaranteed that, like, okay, it's a shoe-in for them to get the crown. It should feel like a lot of people deserve the win.
I'm just like, people have so lost the plot saying it's rigged. I'm like, the entire premise of the show since season one has been RuPaul picks her favorite girl of the season and they win. This is not, we're not literally voting from home. We're not chiming in. I feel like at some point along the way, they gave us the impression that we have some sway, that we have some say, that we get to help decide. It has always been, who is Rue's favorite of the season? And it's like, the people saying it's rigged, saying Ginger got competitions that she would excel at. Sorry, she's good at multiple things. Sorry, she like is a well-rounded queen. She's one.
Are you trying to tell me that we don't have the right to vote in Drag Race? You're telling me that the audience doesn't have an impact? Mimi, I'm first, number three in the voting.
Yeah.
I could and not that, believe.
And that is when they took, and that is when they stopped letting us play.
Well, actually, I actually could not believe, actually. So I'm kind of, was it Rika Morris? I don't know.
Yes. She had the same bots Trump used.
Oh.
I didn't know the Musk bots helped her too.
Oh no. Okay. Well, you heard it here first.
I'm like, they had to take voting for Miss Congeniality away from the fans too, because people were cheating.
Oh, I remember that. Who was cheating though? Oh, it was embarrassing because it was obvious. Oh no. Oh, don't say it. You gave me a look. Who was it? Text it to me. Oh no. Mimi, I'm first. I could not believe it.
I don't remember.
That Untucked was crazy. That was where we got Tammy Brown, Teletubby, teleport us to Mars.
Yeah.
It really was. Can you believe, if you were to go back and rewatch seasons of Drag Race, sorry, I feel like I've talked about this, but if you rewatch seasons of Drag Race, it doesn't automatically autoplay Untucked after each episode. You have to like leave the show to go to another show.
It's separate
show to
shows. It's infuriating.
You are really, truly only getting half the story.
I'm like, why not just lump them all together in Paramount under the same thing? If somebody accidentally starts the Untucked and they don't want to watch it, skip it. They need to merge those together.
I agree.
Put it in the same file folder. Why we got two different file folders on the desktop?
To put a pin in it, I was sad for Georges.
To put a pin in it, I was too. When I saw Georgia's up there crying, I was sad too. She has had so much growth from her original season. I felt like she came into that first season being very talented. I feel like she left a little beat up from the judges. She was one of those queens who got very in her head when she wasn't doing well and kind of doubted herself. So to see her come back and really excel into All-Star seasons, to do well in comedy challenges, which she struggled at her first time around, to do well in like acting stuff. Like, I was proud of her. I was that, what's the emoji with the hand peeking through the fingers?
Mm-hmm.
I when it got to the crowning, I was that emoji peeking through the fingers, already crying because I did not have it in me to watch Ginger lose for a fourth time. Mm-hmm. My soul broke a little bit when I watched Ginger lose the third time, when I watched Jujubee lose the third time. Like, I don't know. I think maybe because it's like we went through a similar thing and we lost twice. Maybe it's like that feeling's a little triggering for me for someone to like come back and be that close. I was sitting there like actually crying, being like, if Ginger does not win this, I'm going to be a little devastated for her.
Well, girl,
I'm an empath.
Will Georgia's come back for a fourth and then fulfill the destiny and be the
well, the Ginger? They used to say a big girl's never won. Now, I don't know. Has a little twink won?
A big girl still hasn't won. Didn't she lose a whole two Georgeses?
All I know is that my Bosco merch arrived this week and it looks cute.
I love that about you. Every season of Drag Race, you buy merch of somebody you love instead of...
Instead of leaving mean comments on Instagram, you
do a little bit of both, actually.
Yeah, well, I started during COVID when it's like the season was closed. The girls weren't getting their coins. I'm like, all right, I can buy a shirt. Even if I cut it up and wear it to the gym, you always need that.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
I do need to circle back to the concert. Was there a kiss cam at the Katy Perry concert?
They did it before. They did it in between Katy and Rebecca Black, the opener.
Oh, how was Rebecca Black? Were you there for that?
We were. We walked in about halfway through it. She had good energy.
Oh.
I couldn't understand a word that her lyrics were saying. But it's sometimes hard in a venue that big.
It's for the youth as well, and let's just call a spade a spade.
She had a lot of like her decor on stage was a lot of like making fun of the signs bigots hold at pride parades where it's all like you're going to hell. It was like the inverse of that. It was like looking for two buys to get with tonight, shit like that.
So no kiss cam or yes, but, kiss cam?
Yeah. So wait, they were doing the kiss cam and now I'm already over it because now the shtick is everybody pretending to do the Coldplay shock. Like, oh, we shouldn't be. It was a lot of people standing with their arms around each other and then the camera going to them and them being like, oh, and like hiding and ducking.
They kind of, so the, this is the same week as the CEO of Astronomer got caught.
Don't give them the plug. Straight
anyway,
people cheating.
At the Coldplay concert, the CEO got caught cheating.
The CEO got
caught cheating with HR. Anyway, they kind of took the sword. They took the bullet for the rest of us because now anybody can do that and it will appear as if they're just referencing the reference.
We set unafraid to reference or not reference.
Right. And we'll never know.
I was a little over it. I did like the concert after that one. Did you see where Chris Martin was like getting ready to do that segment? And he's like, all right. Now we're going to be filming some of you in the crowd. Now's your chance to look your best, do your hair, fix your makeup. Like, I thought that was funny. But I'm already exhausted by the shtick of the gag of it all, of the people recreating.
Were you ever on a Kiss cam?
No, but you know what the Katy Perry concert did have?
Mm.
The wave.
Oh.
Wow. Do you imagine if you were at the first wave?
Okay.
Who do you think there's someone out there who's like, my dad started the wave?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. There's people that are so stupid. You know, all of our dads started the wave. If we all have a common ancestor, our great, 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 whatever did the first wave. So we all share that kind of.
He was my play cousin, but sure.
If the wave traveled through time, we are this generation is. Putting their hands up right now.
Well, like I said, I really felt the impact of seeing the wave and thinking and then like the Coldplay mockery of it all, thinking, wow, am I living in a history right now where this will now like that will be a thing that people do forever, like the wave?
Ooh, maybe we are
living in history.
Speaking of waves, did you hear about Aquaman?
No.
Oh, honey. Well, there's a new Aquaman on the block.
And?
Trisha Paytas gave birth.
Oh, God.
And the name is Aquaman.
Not to sound like Donald Trump, I would like to see the birth certificate.
Okay.
None of her children's names are what she says they are. She's just doing it for the gag.
Show me the birth
certificate.
And honestly, it creates an incredible anonymity for whoever the child actually is.
She is just lying for the views. Aren't we all? Didn't we build entire podcast off of it?
Well,
show me the birth certificate.
Apparently, the child is Aquaman. I don't know what the other children are called, but... There's this like, I guess, trope on the internet of anytime Trisha Paytas is pregnant, somebody gets a famous person will cough in 7 days. It's the queen died and she had a kid, and then the prince died and she had a kid, the pope died and she had a kid, Ozzy Osbourne died, she had a kid, reincarnation station, rhythm nation. Well, apparently she has revealed. I read this on Pop Bass. She reveals she had her tubes removed. I didn't know you could even remove them. I thought you tied them. Well, the men tie the tubes. Who ties tubes? Remove? Well, the tubes are removed. The reincarnation portal is closed. It's over.
I mean, maybe this child's name is Aqua. I don't believe it's Aquaman. Malibu Barbie, yeah, I could believe it.
Elvis, I could believe it.
Elvis, I believe it.
Why not Aquaman?
She's had one child a year for the last 3 years.
Some of us are busy. Some of us are not.
Who's her husband?
A man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A man and an Aquaman.
Yeah. Well, that's all. That's everything I have. Well, actually, I have 4 more hot topics, but you don't want them. I know you don't want them.
Is there, if it's anything about Nick Cannon, no. JoJo Siwa, no.
Oh, that's one of them. JoJo Siwa has nicknamed her boyfriend's privates as Jimmy and Timmy. What do you mean, two of them?
One nut each, or is she talking nuts in Shaft?
That's what I need to figure out. Are we talking the nuts all have one name? All. Both have one name conjoined? Jimmy?
Jimmy.
No, the nuts are giving Jimmy and Timmy. You can't have a Shaft named Timmy and then two nuts named Jimmy. You can't.
That'd be nuts.
You shan't. No, it's wrong. I think that each nut is Jimmy. Well, one nut Jimmy, one nut Timmy. I need to know. Well, I'll get.
Is this
before
the man,
next week? I'll get to the bottom of the Shaft.
Is this the man of from Big Brother?
I don't know. Yes, 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 yes. Mm.
Well, the only thing I had left on my list was: Did you see the new dildo shaped beer bottles?
Yeah, but those aren't dildo shaped. They're just kind of
curved for his pleasure.
They're just kind of a little bit. girthy where it counts and then not where it doesn't.
No, the ones that you like, you're supposed to bury them in the sand. They like,
yeah, you can easily impale the sand with them.
Yeah, it's rounded.
What could possibly go wrong?
Ovicular. I mean, I bet one man, one jar would.
I know. It was very much giving one man, one jar when I saw it. And remember, everybody, do not put anything in your ass. Well, no glass in the ass. Well, do what you want, but no glass in the ass in my house. And do not put something in your butt unless it has a flared base. These new beer bottles do not have a flared base.
You know those signs, those like, what is it? The little pin. What's it called? Where you put the little needle through the thing and you crochet. Not crocheting, needle point.
Okay.
You know the little needle points that are all, please don't do coke in my bathroom.
Yeah, I have one. Somebody gave it to me.
You need one that says, please no glass in the ass.
And I put it above my bed. And no. I tap the sign. Yeah.
It's like when you walk by your neighbors and they have the little, like, just a little plot of grass because it's a city and they got a little sign in there that
please
says,
please pick up your dog's poo.
No, it says, no, please no pee or poo.
Oh, shut the hell up. Fuck you. Fuck. There's somebody in my neighborhood who has that, and I want to be like, you've got a lot of nerve. If I ever catch you outside your house, I'm going to start pissing. You've got a lot of nerve to say, make your dog hold it for the block. Get out of the neighborhood.
Well,
go,
you should take their sign and put it above your bed.
What does it say? No piss or poo?
Please, no piss or poo, please.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, I that's a sign I could hang. Not my bedroom just being a whole bunch of street signs.
Well, it Stop. Used to be a bunch of One Direction signs.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's called growth. Things.
This is just like wallpaper.
You were on Trading Spaces and they took down the One Direction signs and they put up street signs.
Okay, what street signs shouldn't be above my bed?
Shouldn't?
Slow children playing.
Deer crossing.
Deer crossing. Okay.
Prison area, do not pick up hitchhikers.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
What about a memorial? or this highway cleaned by Jimmy John's.
Adopted by U.S. Jimmy Eagles John's. 12.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Can you tell anybody where? Hey, did you want to talk about how the paranormal handler of Annabelle died?
No, save it for next week because I need to do a little bit of research before we conjure up some thoughts on that.
Where can people find you?
You can find me doing research about the paranormal handler of Annabelle.
What's it? Come on, Mama. Let's research.
Come on, Mama. It's pronounced Kamala.
No. What did Jane the Virgin say? Jane the Virgo. Okay,
Jane
Mama.
The Virgin.
Okay, Mama. Okay, let's Mama. Do
let's
some
do
research.
Some research. There's some scholarships.
Do you know
we
what I'm talking? Yes. There we go. Yes. Now he's in. Now he's yes. caught up.
I've been caught up. When Jimmy on Big Brother says, "Come on, Mama, we can do some. Let's do some research." I'll be on board. Once you get to the deep cuts, honey, I'm there. You can find me watching Big Brother. Where can people find you?
Same.
Okay.
Same.
Who are you rooting for? Are you rooting for that weird girl? That
I'm
weird
reading.
Girl with the hats?
Every time I see Ava, I think she's in a punishment costume. But it's just the clothing she brought.
Every time I see Rachel Riley, I think she's in a punishment costume.
She's obsessed with those big, like, Russian hats.
Yes.
What's that about?
She's giving Big Brother Babushka. Somebody has to.
As always, I'm rooting for all the women. As always.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.